Are you ready for the top four all-stars?
Ooh, you know it. But wait, I thought we were going to play a game within a game at some point.
I have an IUD. That's always a game. But not quite yet. Maybe at the end of this episode. I know it's been 9 weeks, but just one more week, and we'll see everyone's 5 o'clock shadow and learn about the twist.
Oh, y'all wanted a twist, eh?
Oh, and a superlative. Ooh. Most likely to borrow a tank top, perhaps?
Honey, you know, and I'll wear it off the shoulder. most likely to be disqualified.
Most likely to bribe another contestant.
Most likely to have been on Boston Public.
Gaseous queen. Oh, could you hear that? Yes. I just pulled the Courtney. Well, more importantly, let's get to the important things in life. Drag tots. Yes, I just farted on the mic. It was almost a boom, crap, the sound of the fart. A brand new episode of Race Chaser coming at you. Come on and pod.
Stay tuned.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to another exciting, drag-tastic episode of Race Chaser. Now, you kiddos know, this is a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Plucky the Cock. What's yours?
Hi, kids. I'm Willem.
Oh, do you want to talk? The word of the day today is dissemination.
Dissemination.
Dissemination is the widespread spreading of incorrect facts. Isn't that right, Plucky?
Yes. Now we'll get Semi Queen to tell us more. Queen Semi, take it away. What was her name?
Queen See Me.
Queen See Me. Oh, I like Acai See Me. Her.
Right. Oh, I love this drink. Welcome back. You know, I love
skits and scats.
Family entertainment. I love family entertainment.
Not working blue is always a challenge, but I love.
This, of course, is a podcast where we talk about every single episode of Drag Tots from top to finish.
Mm-hmm. From top to tot.
We analyze. I mean, we talk about the backstage tea among the tots. Tea tots. Mm-hmm.
Tea with toddy.
Do you want to tell us what happened last week on Drag Race?
Yeah, last week we finally got to see the queens do their snatch games. It was Snatch Game of Love. Mm-hmm. The All-Stars showed off their quit. Comedic banter and spot-on impressions.
Snatch Game of Love.
No.
Well, two or three of them did wonderfully. The others were flatlining and floundering. The catch of the day was flounder, incidentally. And Trinity K. Bonet, she had nothing.
Yeah.
For breakfast or otherwise in the show. She was sickening on the runway, though. Things were pop arty, and Ginger was named a top all-star of the week, but Trinity and Pandora were in the bottom two. After Ginger won the lip sync against attempted assassin Heidi in Closet and hair removalist, she collected another 20,000 in tips and sent her good sister Pandora back to the box.
Yes. The bottom two queens were Trindora K. Bonet, the tuck. This episode is all about drag tots, and Pandora has just been eliminated. We reunite with the queens. Everyone is congratulating Ginger because that's what you do. Trinity let us know that it is tradition. So first of all, before we start this episode, Willem, you look beautiful.
Thank you. I'm wearing my season's merch.
Yes, in Swarovski's, you've used silver Swarovski's to make it look like a heather gray t-shirt.
Baby, these are gunmetal. but thank you. I do love this off the shoulder number that you're pimping. It's a little like the daughter-in-law in Mama's Family. Very that.
Very that. You know, I love I love to show a little deep shoulder action.
That clavicle could launch 1,000 catamarans.
It has. The other direction.
They said, we'll go around the world, baby. We don't want to lap you. I love that Trinity became a noun. Like, we need to congratulate Ginger. We don't want her to get Trinity'd.
Honey, it's true.
Or a verb. Something, yeah. They gave her her roses. Ginger won. And now Trinity is at the point where she's like, all right, let's see if any of you bitches voted for me before I start acting nice to anybody.
She's like, let me count these Revlon lipsticks.
She pulls out a Pandora first, and she's like, that's Pandora. I've already made my peace with her. She's already home. Mm-hmm. We don't need to deal with that. And then everybody else voted also for Pandora. So Trinity is now solid in her sisterhood in the top five. Ginger right now is declared kind of the front runner because she's got two challenge wins, two lip sync wins, tons of tips, prize money, and you can't tell her she's not beautiful.
See, she's using the Alaska method of figuring out your points. It's like, okay, I had this many, many challenges. I won this many lip syncs and this many main challenges. You tally all those things up when you're in the top.
The girls be tallying when they're tops. Yeah. They be dilly-dallying when they're bottoms.
Something I noticed before we move on, everyone on this couch has an accent, has some kind of southern, is everyone from the southern hemisphere of the United States?
They probably all have cholesterol problems by the sound of how thick their accents are. You got Sonique, you got Ginger, you got Raja's Houston, I think.
Right.
Eureka's Tennessee, Kylie is Georgia, Ginger is Florida, and Trinity is Atlanta. So yeah, they're all Southern fried girls.
Which I'm living for.
We know a girl from the South, and they are all always known for good drag.
Yes, absolutely.
And fighting too. Ginger has like 50 grand though. 55 grand, I think.
Girl, she's, well, president of the United States and raking in the dollars.
Alexa, play Rack City by Ginger Minj.
The next day, the dolls cut what?
Have you heard, there's not controversy over it, but Ginger also has a song called Do It Like Dolly, and it's not done like Sonique, so I don't need to do it.
But wait. Is it Shade?
Yeah. It's not. They both came up. I mean, drag queens, we come up with the same ideas at the same time sometimes. Me and you have done it where we're like, wait, what? Where we have the same kind of idea. Ginger and Sonique both had the same idea.
Who put it out first?
I think Ginger did, but when? There wasn't much, like mere days or weeks. There wasn't much hoopla around it because Sonique's was sickening.
Well, Ginger doesn't have a video for it. It came out on her album.
That makes sense.
June 24th, 2021.
Like I said, mere weeks ago.
Yes. Right.
Sorry. So,
but I don't think it was Shade. I don't think it was like Sonique was like, oh, well, Ginger has a song on her upcoming album and I'm going to go ahead and produce it. I think it's just a good-ass idea. And
yeah, you know. Good-ass ideas had by drag queens. Share and share alike.
I mean, but, how many songs about work do we have? I mean, work.
You remember the year that Robin's Show Me Love came out and you had Robin S's Show Me Love? What are the chances? Two Robins that spell their name weird and they both have a song called Show Me Love and they were the same year.
Wow.
And they're both Swedish, I think.
What are the absolute chances? That's wild.
You absolutely need to take a chance.
Well,
we're going to take a break on that.
You got to show me love. I don't think it's a break time yet. But
girl, I'm going to call the state.
It's not time for a break yet, kids. We have a video message from Corley the Unicorn.
First, we're going to get a lipstick message, actually, because Pandora's on a break right now until the game within a game. Pandora says,
fuck my drag. Whose hand is in my ass?
It's because they're puppets. Oh, yeah, that's me. Mating call. The lipstick message from Aunt Pandy says, it was lovely working with most of you. Wink. Huh. So long. Thanks for all the fish. Love, Pandora.
So funny. What is it? Droll.
Very droll.
That is the word for Pandora's humor.
Nick Droll.
Very funny, but very, very droll. She's very like, yeah.
You can hear the eye roll in her voice.
Exactly. It was lovely working with most of you, Wink. That's so funny.
Yeah, I think she means it too. The video message appears, and RuPaul is in the illusion of a cartoon unicorn.
Hey, all stars. Corny the Unicorn is my name, and helping Drag Tots is my game. Use your magic to have a little fun, and the Hall of Fame could be yours, hun. And then RuPaul, the voice behind this character, if you can believe it, comes into the workroom.
Wow. To have a voiceover artist of such magnitude come in and just slay everybody with their presence right after giving a performance like that on the Drag Tots. Wow. So Ru comes in and she says the mini challenge is an all-stars superlative where the girls have to basically vote and get a point if the consensus is reached that they're the most something, or most something. So the girls are back to school. They're in their little desks. And the first category voted on is most likely to steal your boyfriend.
Now, should we, as we go through
should
these,
we play?
Should we do these for us? And should it be you, me, and Dipper, and we all play, and you can nominate me, you, or Dipper?
Yeah, I love that idea.
Okay.
I don't have a pen, though.
I'll keep track.
Why is nobody...
Ooh, I did just find weed though. That's great. What? Oh, okay. This hand will be me. Let me go get a pen.
No, you can just say it. They can't see it.
Okay.
It's not I don't want you to tell the other girls whose lipstick I pulled.
Out of respect for Dayla, I would rather not reveal my lipstick.
Okay. So the first one is most likely to steal your boyfriend. And Kylie on the show was voted that, but I would say.
Well,
that might be me. Willem. That might be me.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We have a winner. Prettiest queen. Oh my gosh.
That would be Alaska.
Willem. I say Willem. I say Willem.
No.
Yes, of course. Oh. So, wow, you think I'm ugly, Dipper. You all heard it. You all heard it. Every single listener, please flood the office with letters. Flood the office with letters.
I'm going to confront you about this at the fabric wall later.
Wow. Okay, most likely to have a sugar daddy.
I vote me.
Big Dipper.
Big Dipper. Yeah, I mean, most likely to have one, that would mean future. I've only had past ones. I'm my own sugar daddy now.
Okay, yes, exactly. I said to my mother, I am a rich man. messiest queen. Alaska.
I'm going to go with Alaska. What?
Have you ever seen your closet from when you come home from a trip?
But she cleans it up. See, my closet looks like that at all times. And it never gets... It's clean once per year, and we all celebrate that day.
I guess I'm not allowed in your house, so I wouldn't know.
Gaseous queen?
Me.
Alaska, me. For sure. But they don't smell.
Right. Oh.
And Dipper, I haven't heard you.
I do my business before I come to work.
Oh, atta girl.
See, I don't know. That's me. Okay, bossiest queen.
Dipper.
Big Dipper.
Yeah, me.
Shadiest queen. Willem.
Alaska.
Me.
So Dipper thinks I'm a shady, ugly cunt, is what he said. That was it. Flood the office with letters. Flood the office. Okay. Most likely to become president.
Alaska. Yeah. Moodiest.
Alaska.
Moody. Moody, messy, ugly.
I am a moody, messy, ugly bitch who's going to be president.
Damn. Well, in the actual shakedown of things, Eureka and Kylie became the most voted for. Eureka got messy, gassy, bossy, shady.
So funny.
Kylie got boyfriend, pretty, sugar daddy. And then Ginger got president, and moodiest was Trinity. And Trinity feels some kind of way about them letting her know that they think she's moody.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard not to take personal, but you had to say somebody. It's not like, it's drag, but Trinity is in her feelings.
Of course. And then the shadiest question of all is who's most likely to go home next? And Trinity tries to take the high road and say, if I just vote for myself, then I won't have to say one of these other girls, so then they won't pick my lipstick later.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. Yeah, it's like it's avoidance. I get it. So most likely to go home next is to Trinity to and two Eureka. Eureka. So Ginger and Kylie win the mini challenge and get $1,000 each.
Yes.
From the Ross Matthews advancement for young LGBT people.
Models.
Models. Why don't we take a break? Models of sugar.
Why don't we take a break? Wait, what's your character's name?
My character's name is Cornisha Collins, Andrew Charles.
Why don't we take a break, Cornisha?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Okay! I'm gonna fuck that duck! That ducking fuck!
We are back. Oh my gosh. The queens get a chance to transform themselves into a magical live action character that pays a visit to the animated world of drag tots. They have to come up with a name, backstory, magical powers, plus create a look to bring their characters to life on the runway. Have you ever watched Drag Tots?
I did. It was bad. It felt like everyone was recording their lines into voice notes on their phone, and there was no, like, actual interaction between the characters.
Oh,
it
feels so like this episode of Drag Race.
Really?
It felt like that?
If you look at Drag Tots and then Super Drags, which came out at the same time, both starred Ginger, I think Super Drags was a lot better. And I'm not just saying that because I was on it. It's because I watched both, and I have eyes and ears. Drag Tots is not a good show. Even the actresses on it road dog it, and we know them. And it's funny when they do because they're on it and they know it's terrible, yet they still do it.
Well, a check is a check, and I begrudge no drag queen for cashing a check.
Same thing.
That would be a great a drag name, Kashetta Check.
Kashetta. And then you can take it to the Monet Exchange to have it, to have your check cashed.
Mm-hmm.
They do that, right? I don't know.
Yeah. Have you watched Drag Tots? Are you on Drag Tots?
No.
It's
no,
like
no.
Muppet Babies, no. But bad. Really bad.
No. I want something else. No. Oh, No. Show me something else. No. Do you, have you seen the supercut of Violet on the pit stop?
No.
Oh, I want something else. No. Yeah.
Her interview with Joseph Shepherd was pretty good too. She actually dropped some wisdom in that a little bit.
She's a compelling artist, and I adore her.
Atlanta is strong in that one.
Drag Tots, if you don't know, is a cartoon about little drag queen school pals, voiced by Drag Race royalty, and available now on WoW Presents Plus. And the queens can use materials provided by Fabric.com to make their looks. And then we get into...
Trinity and Eureka are talking about the mini challenge.
Yeah.
And how they've used it basically to propel themselves. Eureka says, all these girls think I'm messy, shady, and gassy. I'm going to be the villain. Because the villains have the most fun anyway. And I liked Eureka's take on that for sure.
Very smart take.
Trinity doesn't like knowing that her sister Kylie says that she might go home next. But, you know... Butthurt will get you nowhere.
That's true. And
except a fissure.
And it, right. And it sort of becomes, I don't.
There's no room for feelings in drag right now. This is just a game and, you know.
And you have to be able to say, well, you wish that I would go home next. Peace out, bitch.
You wish, bitch.
Of course, it's easier to say this from the outside, not being in there, not being sequestered and all of the pressures. So, I understand Trinity is a little shaken by seeing all the girls, you know, say that.
Well, if you want shaken, Roof's coming in. She's about to shake it up with these read-throughs. Say, you know what? I don't like that name. I don't like anything. Change it. Change it all. She's talking to Raja O'Hara, and she's saying, when did purple become your thing? And she said, oh, well, last time I wore it on the runway when I was on your program, remember when I was here last time? I kind of discovered it. And then she told RuPaul that her character's name is Queen See Me. See Me, I think. See Me Valley. And
Queen Seaman is your TNT drama. Right.
Girl, RuPaul just takes
That's
it there.
About your life.
The queen. Oh yeah, Queen Seaman. Harpo Productions produces it.
Harpo.
Yeah. God bless Harpo.
Did they have to wait till Jan was gone to have the purple conversation? Because Jan, also her super color is purple. What's the chances? Two purple queens.
Well, you couldn't keep them both.
She's a
Bye,
purple
Jan.
Queen.
No, wait. She's a purple queen. Her signature colors are purple and purple. I think that Raja is taken aback a little bit by RuPaul saying, no, I don't like that word. You need to change it. And RuPaul says, my favorite word is Mexicatessen. And she just says it should roll off the tongue. It should be like an orgasm in the mouth, all these things. She says, you need to change your name. It's not marketable. It does not roll off the tongue. And RuPaul might know a few things about that because she has had a few earworms in her lifetime. So maybe she's right. But
she's absolutely right.
But the way that she tells people blatantly just to change your ideas and their names because she doesn't like them opinion-wise, sometimes it's a little abrupt. Like how she said to Heidi last week, I never thought I'd have to say that name again. It's like, why do you have to be such a cunt?
That's rich coming from you, but
oh, okay, you messy moody cunt.
You sit
messy moody gassy
on this
cunt
podcast. You sit on this podcast and you tell girls that their drag is fucked, that they are ugly, that they should change every aspect of themselves.
I always try to lead with a compliment, like Tina Knowles. I always try to lead with a compliment and graciousness.
Grace and joy,
they're my friends.
You're like, how dare RuPaul say anything discouraging to anyone.
How dare! Ever. These girls are gonna quit drag. It'll be her fault. No. Well, you know,
she should have just Raja should have just the takeaway from that conversation. She should have just been like, "Okay, my drag tot name is Mexicatessen.
Mexicatessa. Mexicatessa Thompson.
Right.
Yeah. What is your favorite word?
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. That's a good one. I like the one from Eat, Pray, Love, attraversiamo. It means let's cross over. Because when drag queens cross over, girl, she crossed over. So attraversiamo. That means, pretty, ooh, let's cross over, girl.
It's pretty. No, I love words.
Fuck's nice, too. I love fuck. I do it a lot.
It's versatile.
Not me, when I do it.
I love, like, really flowery words, like mellifluous.
Ooh, mellifluous. That's great, too. Yeah. That's going to come out in theaters next summer, right? They just finished filming
Angelina,
it?
Angelina, she's wearing prosthetics again. These Dragula girls. The influence. Ugh. These Dragula
girls. Born this
girls.
Way, born that way. Pot stickers on their cheekbones. They're doing the prostheses.
Oh, my God.
We have more of this episode to talk to. We promise we will try to remain focused.
What the fuck happened in this episode? You know what? Usually
once you pulled that other sleeve off your shoulders, it all went to Bedlam. She is giving a ballet collar at this point.
Bedlam. That's another great word.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I usually have like a page or like a page and a half of notes.
Me too.
On this episode, I have half a page because nothing. I mean, I think they said, you know what, y'all, we've been doing too much. We need to give these kids a break. We have Holland coming out. We have UK. We have, and they were like, Race Chaser, we're gonna give you guys a break this week. We know you're busy this summer. We're gonna give you a break.
They did it for us.
It's hard.
I was just going to say, it is nice that Rue compliments Kylie on her snatch game from the week before. She brings it back up to sort of say, you really did a good job.
That's well, there's nice. So much time to fill. They have they have to have conversations about stuff. Like, did you try the chicken at lunch? It was really good. Moist.
Very
so
good.
The potatoes.
Fingerlings, I think.
Oh, yeah. Are we doing a challenge? In this episode's defense, because I'm not sure if people are calling it the worst episode of Drag Race in the history of drag.
Cameron is.
Okay. So there is chatter of that. In the defense of the episode, it's always a little bit of a lull when you get down to almost the final because there's less queens in the room. Everyone's kind of friends with each other. And you're like, where's the drama? Where are the fights? It's like these girls are just really talented girls who are friends.
And Snatch Game is one of the best episodes every season. So to come down off of that to this, it seems more abrupt. But, you know, we take the good with the bad. And I'm not talking about Serena Chacha. She's been gone a while. Eureka is talking about the voting influence of her character being a villain.
Yeah.
And Rue is saying, oh, well, you haven't won any challenge yet. And Eureka spins it. Very, we're here, produce. She puts on her producer cap and says, well, I think I'm doing well. Haven't cracked the code yet. Haven't been in the bottom. You know, and I like that she finds a way to spin it just to, like, you know, un-RuPaul the RuPaul.
Right. Exactly.
But Rue is stirring the pot even more with Trinity, too. She's like, well, are you moody? Are you going home next? Then she's like, wait, cartoons should be fun. Don't be a downer. It's
right.
Like,
which is good advice. That's, you know, and Trinity, honestly, and this might be hypocritical of me to say.
That doesn't fly here at the pod.
But I feel like something like Drag Tots just isn't, it hasn't taken off, maybe. Or maybe it maybe there's a huge Drag Tots contingent who's going to attack me for saying this.
It took off. There was a problem at the landing, though.
All you need's the landing strip.
We don't need the whole airport, just the landing strip.
The reason something like Drag Tots doesn't really work to me is because, first of all, drag is visual And drag is sort of an art form where the magic of it is that you're looking at something real that looks different than what you're seeing before your eyes. So like you can't believe your eyes. So when you're seeing like a cartoonified version that's like a drag queen, it's like, okay, but I'm not gagged at the artistry of changing the appearance using light and shadow and proportion to fool your eye. Drag is like a magic trick, and there's no magic when it's a cartoon speaking at you. Second of all,
it's a tragic trick with drag.
Tragic trick. The other thing is that there already is a TV show that kids watch that's about drag, and it's called RuPaul's Drag Race. I mean, it already exists. You don't need to be like, here's a kid, you know, family safe version. It's like the fan base that watches Drag Race is very, very young. Kids watch Drag Race.
So many people at the club were like, I started watching you when I was 6 this weekend.
Right.
I was like, what the? Okay. Happy for it, though. And if you're 6 listening to this now, congratulations.
Well, children should not be listening to Race Chase.
Why not? They got to learn sometime.
Oh, we're going to have to start bleeping. We're going to get demonetized. Oh,
bleeping from the ass? Oh,
my-
oh God. I hate it when that happens.
Let's take a fucking break.
Let's take a ducking fuck.
So... we're back, and all the kids, all the queens are having...
and all the queens' men.
They are doing a lot of work on their costumes, because this is kind of a sewing challenge.
It definitely is. It's basically a sewing and a monologue challenge. It's, we need, yes, to make you laugh while you wear an outfit on the runway that, yes, is in the spirit of this costumed character that you create. And Sonique's having a little bit of trouble on the sewing machine. So she just goes over to Eureka's sewing machine and looks at, she's like, this is the same fabric. What settings are yours on? And right, then she goes back. And
that's Drag Race. Might, one sewing machine among all of them. One sewing machine works.
Yeah, this might be the reason that Sonique wears a lot of slingshots and body stockings, because it doesn't look like the sewing is going so great for her. It looks like she knows which way it goes, but doesn't know how it gets there.
And then there's like a super cut of her like gluing and, you know, hot fixing and like tying, because that's what you have to do. You, as a drag queen, you have to know how to do a little bit of everything and make the thing come together.
Eureka is trying to get these wrinkles out of her garment by just rolling on the floor on top, yes, of them, which I get because a lot of up and down is hard on the knees. So she's like, let me just roll.
Right.
It's the path of least resistance. She's got gravity on her side. Why not?
And she's very tall, and she's making a very long gown with a very long train. So, like, this is a long process of cutting. And she does, you know, she's...
long and wide.
Right, exactly. Raja is really rethinking her whole, you know, her whole situation. She's like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do here.
But is she, or is that just playing it up? Because all Root said was change the name. And the concept of the name, it still has the C in it. So I feel like her superpower was still the same. Like she sees people or whatever.
Yes. And
so
I'm
think
glad
that they
that
were playing that up for story, because it was just a name change. But they are milking that name change for all it's worth, obviously.
Well, I'm glad that she took the note, because really, I think she was having doubts, because she was like, do I have to like redo the whole thing? Like, but I think she took the note correctly, because it was like, the name doesn't roll off the tongue. Pick a different name and make the, yeah, message, you know, sickening.
Yeah,
which she
I agree
does
too. The next day in the workroom, Kylie is still stressed about her look. And Raja comes up with a new name, which is I See You Queen.
Mm-hmm. And the girls are still like, huh? I don't know about that one, girl. I don't know about that.
I like that one too, because she's in purple, and it also feels like acai, which is a purple Barry.
I love this drink. Have I mentioned my new book? It's called My Name's Yours, What's Alaska? In it, I talk about my entire drag journey from the start of my life. Oh, my God. Did I mention this drink is so good?
Oh, we're out of time.
Acai.
Sorry.
But Mark Malkin.
Sorry, we're out of
Mark
time.
Mark Malkin, no.
So what was it like having AIDS? Did you like having AIDS or did you not? Have you had HIV for a long time? That's not the right words, but we'll cut
You're mixing two different queens, and I love it.
I know.
You're mixing Chanel and Nina Flowers.
And Nina Flowers, and it's fine. It works. Tori Spelling looks like a mix of Chanel and Nina Flowers also.
Listen, if you're not watching Drag Race Season 1, you're only getting half the story of this episode of The Race.
do you think that even if Raja did come up with a good name the girls liked, do you think they'd all be like, oh, yeah.
I don't know about that girl. Sounds good. Ginger's like, well, I'm just going to leave you alone. But if you need me, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I'll be over here with my wins, counting my $55,000.
Eureka explains the bridesmaid phenomenon. She says she feels like a bridesmaid, never a bride. And she wants to make it to the end. She wants to be a winner. I hear that. And also, can we have an honorable mention for Eureka's workroom highlighter? She wears
little gold.
Right on the very corner of her eye. And little else makeup. I mean, you know, color correction or whatever. But just this very golden highlight. Love it. Sickening.
I also like her day workroom look. It's very like après-ski. Like in the trans flag colors with some Diamante inserts.
Beautiful. It's
just gorgeous. The mirror chats, the girls are looking beautiful, too.
They were looking beautiful tonight.
Uh-huh. Talking about their first times up in the drags, wearing their mother's clothes, getting caught in lingerie, Eureka tearing up her mama's negligees, stretching out, busting out the elastics.
Stretching out lace, I didn't know.
Loosest little lace garment in Texas.
Now, have you had any situations? Did you find your grandfather's porno tapes? Or
no, but I found my dad's, and I used to do the same thing, try to rewind him to the same spot for sure. And when she said that, I was like, oh, glad to know it's not just me.
The things we went through. Now these kids, it's like, oh wait, do I want to see fucking hardcore fucking anal intercourse?
Let me just write that in there. Okay. Let me just say it into my phone. Siri,
here
anal
it is.
Hardcore.
Like, literally, the iPhone, we don't have that.
No, we're the last stage of Renaissance.
We really are.
Yeah.
This
is the end.
Kylie tells us, I always run late, but I always show up on time.
She says she's giving last minute Lucy with her look.
You can
she
put that in the record books.
Things need to dry, things need to construct, and she's still got to get up in the drags.
Yes.
But she's going to make it work.
I'm not always running late, but I'm always on time. I'm always running. We're on the main stage.
Almost as catchy as Do It Like Dolly.
On the main stage, Mother RuPaul is feeling the fringe. She said she found that fringe and she said, no, honey, this is for me.
She said, this is mine. I need to do a dance number. Check out this 1-2 step that I just rigged off of Shanji.
She says, she says, I've been watching Pose and honey, I am walking the ball tonight. I love it. She's feeling the fringe. She wants to give it movement.
Asymmetric fringe does this. Fringe brings a joy to anyone that wears it. She has fringe on her shoulder. She has a nipped in tiny little waist. It's a turquoise fringe too. She's Lady Turquoise.
Lady Turquoise.
It almost looks like she's wearing a breastplate too, but I know for a fact that she wouldn't because she hates sweating.
She looks great.
She looks beautiful. The fringe is great. It's asymmetrical fringe. Michelle is La Isla Fonita.
I'm obsessed with Michelle's look. I know we usually just say she looks fabulous, but we need to take a second because she's wearing like flames and a little tiny ringlet curl.
Tina Burner's pissed.
Flames. I know. Tina Burner's like, fuck. God damn
it. She said, oh, now you want to steal my looks? Okay. Right.
And Ross Matthews is wearing zebra, which I'm obsessed. Everybody looks great tonight.
Not mad at anybody on the
Charlie panel. Oh, Charlie XCX.
Metallic metal mesh with lace. It looks very Versace inspired. I'm not mad at that either.
I'm going to wear one of those wigs that Rockstar provided for the challenge. She said, I'm participating.
You think that bangs is a wig?
You don't.
I was trying to figure out if that was damage or on purpose.
Everyone wears wigs in Hollywood.
Well, honey, they filmed this in Santa Clarita.
Well, Charlie looks great. Love her in a blonde. And then we get the drag
tots. The runway.
First,
we get two special correspondents. We get Latrice Royale and Bianca Del Rio as their drag tot characters.
Oh, my God.
And this is the bad part. This is such an excruciating waste of talent because they obviously said, here are these looks, say these things, but each of them, some of them were jokes with the same material. And if someone had just said that in the actual room, the next person wouldn't try to make a joke about the same thing. And it's just bad producing.
I hate this.
Those are her old teeth before she went to Jiggly's, guys. We know you hate it because they didn't ask you to do it. That's why, bitch.
Well, don't get me wrong. If I was asked to do it, I would have shown up and it still would have been god-awful to watch. I'm not blaming Latrice or Bianca, who are brilliant.
Brilliant.
It's like the canned fake laughter.
And this is how the whole Drag Tot show is. So that's why I think it is bad. It is not near as good as Drag Race.
Well, we are here to make an exciting mom announcement. We are having two queens review every episode of Drag Tots just for you. I'm just kidding. Unless you really want it. Maybe there's huge Drag Tots. Maybe it's like Game of Thrones. Like, people are just really upset. Maybe it's like White Lotus. Everyone is watching it.
I love that. Shall we do this runway? Shall we runway? Runway. They put out lovely first grade play decorations. Some trees, flowers. I haven't seen such artistry like this since my middle school production of Our Town. Really lovely Trump Loy work on these flowers. The trees seem like a forest. Trinity comes walking out first as Felicia. Is her name Felicia?
Felicia, yes.
This Felicia the feline. And this is great. She looks like a slutty Thundercat. I'm here for it. She has a pink bell cut Felicia costume with a pink tail. Everybody loves a piece of pink tail. A pink nail. And these great little ears, big hair. The makeup is wonderful. She has a highlight on the cheek. This is what cats should have been, baby.
Honey, and she could wear this to Burning Man and be the hit of the playa.
Oh, yeah.
Black Rock Beauty.
She has a little knuckle duster for her feline paws. She really thought about detail. It's lovely work, Trinity. Very tootable.
I love her take on this. First of all, the makeup. I mean, Trinity is always doing something inventive and fierce with her makeup. She looks really fucking fierce. Fucking fierce. Felinociously fierce.
And that cat has a big, big, like, teased up mound of hair in the back of her head. So I think cat got a bump in there.
Cat got a bump. Trinity did great. And it's such a good theme to go with. Like, you throw an animal onto it, and then you can make so many animal puns. You could, you know, especially with cats. Great job. Love it.
Pussy real good.
Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat.
Pussy good, better give us some money. Ginger comes out next, and she looks like, you know the girl from Candyland, the princess? She looks like if the princess had an aunt.
Okay. Yes.
Or Candyland.
That.
Very parasol. Her name is Tarabelle.
From
Ahorabelle, her drag mom. She plays this southern fried southern girl with some twists and turns in her monologues, which lead to a chortle or a chuckle from probably anybody that listened. It's an amusing little limerick that she writes, and she's really playing it out. She knows where they're talking. and she's hitting all the right notes. And she gets down. And this is one of my first times seeing Ginger not in a square-hoofed biscuit kicker. She's in a fucking shoe, and she looks lovely. Great. It gives the line of her body and her heel and her calf so beautiful.
Yeah.
She looks wonderful. Would I wear it? Not at three gun points, but she looks great.
I think she looks beautiful. And she threw in a few Blanche Devereaux lines. That's always going to like get Rue cackling. Ginger's a brilliant writer. Very, very funny. And this was a writing challenge. And she also looks really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Latrice is dressed as the Statue of Liberty also.
Yes.
And you remember this.
Get those tits away from my face.
Get those what?
Those tots away
those
from
tots.
My
face. She's eating tots. Oh.
I thought the facial expressions on the cartoon were funny in that moment. Like the Latrice's eyes get really big.
But they don't even look like tots. They look like crinkle cut French fries, first of all. So who are these animators? Are they using clip art?
Let's have them on Hot Goss and we'll change their voice.
Okay.
You know, like we did with beep that one time.
Bleeper St. Bleepingtons. We have Raja hitting the runway. Two-eyed, very horned purple people eater.
Yes.
She's giving it as I see you, queen.
Yes.
She's got little googly eyes all over her, a little disco number dress over a full body sock and a purple face, purple hair. She's a vision in purple.
Yes, Raja's monologue really stood out to me because she really infused it with a lot of energy. And her character is a really smart idea. I mean, it has the ability to go a little bit inspirational with like, I see you and, you know, and that can be like inspirational as well. And she looks fucking fierce.
Mm-hmm. And anytime she incorporates getting down with the get down, RuPaul yes. loves the dance, and you know that she loves a disco inspired moment. So Raja yeah. is strutting it for all it's worth, and she looks good.
Yeah, she looks great.
Eureka comes out looking like, honey, what's the who's that one Charlize Theron movie?
The oh, Woodsman, the Huntsman,
the Hunter,
oh.
honey. She looks like the Huntsman's sister from Kazakhstan or something, somewhere cold. She's got this crown, the cowl neck. It's giving very that.
Yeah, she looks awesome. I mean, Eureka's always going to be a fucking event when she shows up. And she knows how to put herself into D-R-A-G.
Yep.
Some of the jokes I thought were a little too blue for a children's TV show. You know. Sitting on someone's face until they die. And that's coming from me, you know.
That's how I want to go.
But isn't the prize you actually get to appear on Drag Top? No, that's not really.
That seems
prize.
More like a punishment, actually. It's more like a ding on my IMDb. I wouldn't put that up there. I'd suit it to get it taken down. It's a horrible show. The prize should be you stay as far away from it as possible. Jesus. One would think.
And finally, Kylie Sonique as Misbehave.
Misbehave. I love this because it's like a sexed up version of Clarissa with one dead yeah. eye.
Yes.
And I think it's cheeky, nerdy, fun. And the dress that she was laboring over and the hat looks so wonderful. She's got yeah. a little book prop. Her broom stands up. It's a fully conceptualized and realized look.
What
is a glovelet? You can't call it a glove because there's no fingers. It's a glovelet.
Some of the judge response faces, though, I think they're cueing us to think that this is trash because RuPaul yeah. is looking perplexed. Michelle is looking nonplussed.
It's called a misdirect in the biz. That's
well, but maybe the direction is
misdirect
I don't know
for misbehave.
I don't know. Maybe Kylie should have gone home, but Eureka, you know what I mean? Like maybe they're swaying us to think that. But I didn't think that watching it. I thought she did as good a job as anyone else did with this.
The only sway I see is the gentle swing of her breeze skirt, of her ball skirt.
The broom was freestanding. I'm still impressed by that.
I have dildos that do that. It's technology. It's crazy. Speaking of bad bitch witches, did you know that Latrice and Manila are talking about Drag Race Holland over on The Chop Season 2, because Season 2 of Holland is officially underway. So let's throw to the Holland update.
Manella, do you like a good meaty tuck?
I mean, don't we all?
And that is why we have to get to the bottom of Reggie B's meaty tuck on Drag Race Holland. Now,
ladies, why are you talking about my tuck behind my back? At least have me on the podcast to discuss.
Oh, and that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to chat about the second episode of Season 2 of Drag Race Holland.
Get ready for our design challenge of glamping couture, a conversation about extra fingers and toes and digits and shit, and a hilarious Wendy mini challenge.
And we get to hear all the insider tea from Reggie B.
Yes. For more recaps of Season 2 of Drag Race Holland, check out The Chop every Thursday here on the Mom Network.
We are back. And we these judges say some, give some crafty critiques to these tots? Basically, for the judges' critiques, this is one of those episodes where they leave it up to the queens completely. They love to do this because everyone, when you're forced to judge the other queens, you always say, "Well, you got the harshest critiques, so that's why I chose you. I invented that." I invented blaming it on the judges' critiques. But then the judges get crafty and they're like, "Well, fine. We're not giving any critiques. I thought you were so funny. You're so cute.
So great.
So clever.
Did you have fun up there?" Can I tell you that after my show in Tampa, my mom said, "Did you have fun?" And I was like, "Is she reading me?"
She read
because
your
she was
read
at
you.
The show. And she didn't tip me either. It was crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, I know. I was like, I have
fun. Did you have fun up there, doll?
I like that little scoot scoot you did. That was nice.
Are you glad it's over?
You can rest now. You look tired. Trinity was told by Michelle that she was surprised how fun it was and enjoyed the concept. I think Michelle wakes up looking for a reason to be annoyed. For something. Or yes. A reason to tell someone what's what. She's a mother. She's very maternal about that. It's nice. I don't know. I don't know why people have low expectations from Trinity. She's won 2 challenges. And sure, she's flopped a couple others. But, like, she's a drag queen. And drag queens can make anything work.
Yeah. Something else Michelle said. I can't remember.
Something that she said this time, like, gave me a, like, what the fuck? That wasn't necessary, like but it's...
Huh?
Yeah.
What was it?
Charlie X.
Oh, no, no. No, when Michelle said... Now, remember, guys, when you're up there on stage, we are just eating it up. We want more. We love every second of it. I would like that to be super cut with every time Michelle has been going, huh? Huh?
Mm.
Ugh.
Ugh. Wasn't funny.
Ugh. Meh.
Too much.
Ooh, I'm bored. I mean, it's her job to not be eating it up. It's her job to be Stone Cold Carter.
Yep. Sometimes she does it. Sometimes she doesn't.
It was it was very wild. It made me scratch. Well, it made me wake up from my nap and then scratch my head during that part.
What did you think of Ginger's outfit? Michelle liked it. She liked her design choices. And, you know, I had no notes for Ginger. She knew what she was doing.
Yes.
I mean, she's done this show 3 other times. She should by now. Christmas, right. Her season, All Stars. Right. Come on, girl, win already.
Same thing with Raja. They loved her look. They loved her message. If people say you're offbeat, they just can't hear your groove. Which it was very smart of her to put in a dash of inspiration. Because, you know, we always want that. Eureka...
The gown is praised.
You made a gown? Not easy to do.
Not easy to do.
It's like a weird, bizarro world where the judges are being nice.
How is it not easy to do? It's just like, it's easier than measuring to your knee and cutting I don't know.
Russia made a cat suit. Wait, as did Trinity K. Bonet, which
these
is
things are not
remarkably
that,
harder than a gown.
Yeah, Trinity's has a lot more cuts and a lot more mitering and sewing than a gown, I would think. With a very forgiving neckline of a cowl, mind you, on a hat. So, Michelle, why don't you sit your no sewing drag ass knowledge down at the judging table? I don't know.
And the only critique they really gave was to Kylie, where they said Michelle thinks that she could have amped up her performance a little bit more. But it was great. It was fantastic.
I mean, she brought a broom. She brought a book. She had a hat. She had
clean
a spider
sweep
on the hat.
When you bring a broom on the runway,
clean sweep. For sure. I didn't know who was going to win, but they gave it to Raja O'Hara.
Yes.
And she won a cash prize of $5,000 courtesy of Ross Matthews.
That's funny. Can I borrow $5,000?
Yeah, just find me at the Bubbly Brunch at 11:05 a.m.
And then everyone falls into the bottom who isn't Raja. And so everybody
has to vote. I've
been
in a situation where everyone's been in a bottom.
Oh, I bet.
That came out wrong.
And the bottom was you. The bottom was you.
So all the queens now need to vote for the queen that they believe needs to go home. And this is one of those just, you know, emotional porn moments where the girls are like, these are my sisters.
Yeah.
But first,
it's a very hard moment.
They don't leave any time for Trinity K. Bonet, and they celebrate Raja's win first with this Oh My God song.
Oh my God.
Do you think she's going to make that into a full-length song?
Please. And can we pull it for the soundboard? Can we pull it for the soundboard, please?
Yes.
Well, let's only use it in emergencies, though.
I love it. I want to use it at all times.
Okay, well,
like right now.
Oh, my God.
And right now.
Oh, my God.
And also right here. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I see your Oh, my God, and raise it with 3 porpoises and a bird.
No,
and a whippoorwill
war. It's a soundboard war.
We're gonna take a break on that one.
Well, we'll take a break on that one.
Oh god. Fine. I'm gonna finish you off with a Tamisha Iman.
I said what I think.
Oh. I said what I said.
And I'm going to give you a Tati. Thank you. How do you like that? Okay.
Are we taking a break or like what?
No, we're running to the end here.
Well,
I'm not running.
We're running
anywhere
as fast as we can.
I'll
to
roll
the
like
end.
Eureka.
Let's get to the tea and the shade. You know what? All
yeah,
the,
let's do it.
Okay. No, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Nothing happens.
Nothing boo boo. Nothing unsavory at all. It's good, clean drag.
The girls
Eureka's
are all friends. And it sucks because Eureka hasn't won a challenge. There is no world where Eureka is not the one to vote for in this scenario. It sucks. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it just is.
So if you were there, you would go by track record.
If you had no wins and you're talking about going into the final, yes, no. Unless you're Roxy Andrews and you loan me a top, okay?
I don't know. Here's what I would do.
I said what I said.
I would find one other bitch, do an alliance with her, and say, hey, let's get rid of Ginger.
You could do that.
Because
yeah.
Ginger's very talented. And, like, I think it would make more sense to have luck and a little dastardliness on your side.
I don't like that.
And I'd form an alliance with someone weak who then I could kick out later.
They need to start playing like that. That's more.
Come on, make it a good game. Not just this pussyfooting around. Like,
Why would you want to do that? Because if you do that, because if you save your friend, then fucking people call you a snake and tell you to kill yourself for about fucking 10 years. How long? 10 years now?
I only said that twice.
Straight.
So you can stop with
that.
That's
why. That's why everyone is like, we're going to play a clean game. And then people complain, oh, the show is boring.
Yeah, there's that's
no
what
drama.
I want a girl to want it so hard that she doesn't care what people think about her. And she wants to win, so she's underhanded. I'm not that girl because they won't let me on the lot anymore. But I definitely want a girl to want it enough that she will play the game how a game should be played without worrying about feelings. I understand that it affects the whole world and how audiences view you. And I get that they're not, but like I would like something new to spice it up, you know?
Cameroon Michaels.
Oh yeah.
Is well, the lip sync assassinista. She looks beautiful. Fierce.
Beautiful. Rococo 80s Pat Benatar dancer with this unit of like Bundalicia.
Really?
Bundalicia St. Bundlingtons.
Really,
it's
really great.
Tons of bundles. Tons of bundles.
Beautiful. Then, and then the lip sync happens.
Girl, this song, Boom Crap by Charlie XCX, because this is the worst lip sync song. It's Boom Crap. It's like slow and then herky jerky. The girls give some shoulders. And then all of a sudden, after like 7 seconds of the song, Cameron's on the other side of the stage. They don't show how he got there, but all of a sudden he's behind Raja. And it's like, what? And then her skirt is off. She twirls it in the air like a matador. Nobody has more than 3 seconds on screen during this whole lip sync to show you what they're actually doing, if there's a move. This lip sync is edited poorly, and I don't know if it's because Raja tried to lose on purpose to not send a friend home, or if it's because the song was Boom Crap.
I heard that that might have been at play, that Raja said, I'm not gonna like pull a no, we're not doing that. I'm just gonna boot scoot around and let Cameron win and let the girls decide.
But did anyone really win? Especially the viewers. I think, well, I don't know what they did.
Cameron technically won the lip sync. She did more tricks and spins. I want to give an honorable mention to Raja's look. She kept the eyeball gloves on with her outfit. I think Raja just has a fucking really good taste level, and she's fucking
me too. Really, but remember when one girl had a painted head and then the rest of her body wasn't painted? I think it was a Nina West or a Tina Burner or something. Alexis Michelle. I knew it was a girl of stature. Okay. Alexis Michelle had like mottled green cleavage and like, oof, I feel like white hands or something, or white calves or ankles. It gave me that a little bit. I think she should have leaned into the purple even more and gone purple horn people leader.
Right. Well,
this lip sync was bad. And Cameron talked about it online. He said that, He felt kind of used by like coming to send his best friend, one of his best friends, home. But Cameron reveals the lip sync lipstick and says that Eureka is to go home.
Yeah, but the real drama happened on Instagram. What is this Cameron Michaels post? It's probably been pulled at this point. Zipper
no,
mouth.
No, it's still up.
Okay. It's still up. Okay,
and
good.
And he put it in the story, too. He said, and all the people that are texting me right now asking if I'm okay, just leave me alone. She's pulling a Marlena. She wants to be left alone.
What does it... Okay. It says... Would you Cameron, like to do a reading? You read faster.
Cameron, first of all, said that he's posting these looks so he can credit the designers and all the skilled and artisans that went into helping make this look. Yeah. But she says, the longer I try to act like it never happened, the longer it's going to take me to get over it. I'm going to share my images only because the photographer and the designer deserve recognition for their work. I am hurt, disgusted, and devastated by the entire situation. Call me dramatic. I don't give a fuck. Every girl looks forward to coming back and having their moment to shine. I feel cheated. And worst of all, I said yes and agreed to it, which is something I have to deal with now and will take me a very long time to get over. If I could go back in time, I never would have stepped foot on that stage. I know my worth and my talent, and I feel like I was used for a quick, cheap storyline. Some queens are comedians, some are models, some are performers. I am a performer through and through. So to have the one thing I'm actually good at be tainted like this hurts my heart so much. So again, I'll be sharing the look strictly for those involved in the photo shoot. If it were up to me, they would never see the light of day, which is upsetting that these images feel tainted to me now because I felt so beautiful. All my comments and messages will remain off until I'm in a good spirits. And fuck that stupid song. Peace and hearts from Cameron. Whew. I think that she probably did great in this lip sync and they edited it to make her look like she did poorly because they didn't want Raja to look trounced because Raja is still a contender for the crown and they don't want their edit fucked up. They want to be in control. So they controlled it the only way that they knew they could control it by Raja's lackluster lip sync performance was by editing Cameron down to a fucking nub, a gay nub.
But I thought Cameron looked great and she did. She great. Did. She did her best with the song. It's not her fault that it's the song. Were you people being mean to her?
I don't know. I don't really go online like that, but I feel like the way they edited that performance did not do her any favors. And it feels like she was probably doing great. And that's why she's pissed, because she's like, why did they edit out all my good shit? They showed one cartwheel. I do not know a Cameron Michaels who performed at the level of that lip sync. I know someone who performs much higher than that level. He got to the top four by lip syncing 4 weeks in a row. Like, she's amazing. So the fact that they showed that and she won off of that, that's some tricky fucking editing. And they're doing that specifically so, you know, Raja can still... I feel like Raja underperformed on purpose. But I don't know. I'd love to have Raja on the pod to talk to her about it. If anybody's friends with Raja, tell her to hit us up. Oh, wait. I think I'm working with her in Columbus. I'll ask her in Chicago, bitch.
Yeah, just ask her, because she's not allowed I'll be one to of those do Roscoe, podcasts.
I'll be one of those Roscoe audience members. I'll sit in the audience for a second and raise my hand and wait for someone to come around and give me the question, since I know it's not you know who anymore.
And they'll be like, Travis?
Hi, my name's Bill. Yeah. Bill Welli.
Eureka leaves. And then she gets the fated, you know, video message from RuPaul saying, Eureka, do not leave.
But she says, oh, no, bitch, you're not going to catch me without a wig. And she pulls the closest ponytail little half updo that she has. And she says,
looks great.
She said, what are we doing now? Where are we going? Can we stop by Crafty first? What's this game within a game, bitch?
And RuPaul says, prepare for the lip sync of your life.
The game within a game.
It's becoming more and more revealed. I can't wait to see it.
Did you watch Untucked?
I did. A few things happen. One of the things that stands out is Eureka being really nice to Raja.
Wonder She's
why. Like, girl, I just want to say, I just think that you're just, like, so great and just, like, you're so good. I just really like you. I also like that shirt that you're wearing. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. You look so nice today.
Are you interested in an HBO subscription? I got a buddy pass. It's very that. Cameron shows up in a baseball cap with no travel unit. This is the most... I know she's a lip sync assassin, but come on. Not even, like... a scarf chignon, like when the lady leaves the hospital in Postcards from the Edge.
Well, part of her category is, you know, being trade. So she's like, I'm going to give, you know, both halves of the coin.
Here. Girl, I don't care how you get there. Just get there in a travel unit.
I don't care how you get there. Wear a travel unit.
Wear something with wefts. A single weft, that's all I need. It's not
you
much.
Can
I don't...
wear a little pussy cat
chignon with some bun in the back.
Put a ponytail on a baseball cap.
You can switch it round, turn the wigs around. Very that. I think it's nice that Eureka left on an epic note, and we all see her succeeding and thriving in the world on We're Here. There's not many drag queens in the world that can be on two top-rated television shows, Emmy-nominated at a time. So, snaps for her.
Yeah, but she didn't even leave, because even at the end of Untucked, they show almost a little bit more of, like, the game within a game and the fact that she has to go, like, to the main stage and do a lip sync right now. That's really exciting. And we don't see Eureka leave officially.
She didn't pack. That's ready. For sure. They didn't even show her packing up. Shit is definitely still in the building. They got her right after the main stage instead of the Abilene your face, go look like you've been crying for a while, and then come pack your shit, and then we'll get you with the game within the game. They said, honey, no, you're staying in face. You're about to go work, baby.
And then in the scenes from...
From next week...
The queens are still in the workroom after the episode, and then they get a video message saying, prepare to meet your competitor. What the fuck? I can't wait to see this
so
stuff.
You really don't know, you don't know what happens still?
Tell
no guesses?
Me.
I'm not going to. I was asking. I would never spoil it.
Apparently it has to do with lip syncing and...
On a drag show?
It's probably some sort of lip sync, like, I don't know, like the Pork Chop Lounge thing?
Showdown?
Oh, I can't confirm nor deny. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I'm guessing. I have no idea. But this next time, coming up next week. That was the most exciting part of the episode.
Sorry.
And also, I have to say, the mini challenge was actually very entertaining. Everybody had a lot of banter back and forth. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a hall pass?
The rest of it, skip it. I've never had an episode of Drag Race where I've been, even the worst episodes, you can go back and watch and be like, this is still fucking watchable. Fuck off. It's not terrible.
My
this
favorite episode, children's toy was also a skip it. And this was definitely skippable. But I'm thankful that we have all these mom listeners listening to us talk shit about our favorite show. Thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser this week. Mi amo Willem.
Do the kid show exit.
Thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser this week. I'm Willem.
And I'm Clocky the Cog.
Cog. We'd love for you to write a review of our podcast with your favorite tot app. And don't forget to subscribe. I promise my inability to be within 50 yards of a child will not infringe on my right to give good pod. Drag Tots.
And when you're leaving us a review, my magic power is giving 5 stars.
Oh, I have a starfish. It's chocolate. It's in my pants. You can follow the dolls at Willem, at the Only Alaska 5000, and our Race Chaser account is Race Chaser Pod. And our mom podcast account is Mom Podcast.
Oh, God. It's Courtney the... Plus, bonus content is available now at patreon.com/Willem. You can search for Dragtastic Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser.
And the titty contour video is out now.
Oh. Ooh. Tits on twits, we call it.
I don't know. That's a little blue. That's a little blue for this children's episode. I don't know.
Meanwhile, you're almost to the nipples with that off-the-shoulder blouse. She keeps pulling that any lower. I'm going to see belly button lint. Oh, that's a sweetheart neckline. I see now. She's gone past boat neck. You can email us anything you want us to see. racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Please let Dipper know how horrible he is for saying on the air what an ugly, shady...
Gassy.
Vindictive farting cunt I am.
Bring it on.
He said, roll back the tape.
He called me pretty.
I can't take this kind of abuse week after week. No, send us emails. Tell us how much you love Drag Tots. But in the meantime, stay safe, get the vax, socially distance yourself out there and wear a mask and respect each other out there in the world.
Yeah, and see the movie Respect. It's probably good. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.